X. Good morning, Ken.
Happy Friday.
I see it too.
I know you are.
Hey, yesterday.
Just wore me out yesterday.
Saying that.
And sneezing. I had to bump some medicine to take to help me make it through the day. But I'm a little bit better this morning. I got medded up. That last night, and then some Flonase this morning, and then I got some Zyrtec with me, so I should be in good shape. The problem with that Zyrtec is that, man, it makes me sleepy. Morning, take some of that, and I'm ready to shut her down. But the QT gas went up 30 cents overnight. 9 for regular when I made the turn yesterday, and now it's
329. Here we go.
They make it start getting bad so they can blame it on the Republicans not passing a budget.
Pass that $7 trillion budget.
Not anything yet. Plan today.
This is full, so it looks like it'll be a pretty good day.
And this weekend.
I had to go buy some living room furniture. My recliner broke last night.
Not good.
Complain, it's at least 25 years old.
Not too long ago, bought a new sofa recliner.
Forward to it. I'm sure everything's got more expensive and more cheaply built.
Got that right. I think we spent all day looking for a sofa couch.
I rolled over this morning. He ain't got to go to work at all. Yeah.
He's sleeping in today.
I believe it's supposed to start raining probably about the time he'll get up.
Supposed to be good today and rain this evening.
Last night, now I was looking at the house. I don't know about down here. I think they said it's supposed to start raining around 9:30, 9:10 o'clock. I got the hiccups this morning.
That happens.
A death wish this morning. Walking on the side of 290 this time of day in all black.
Chance we might read about them. One of those little warehouse vests that would be, you know. That would be good.
Anything would be good out here on this road so you could be seen. I mean, something.
Probably no lighting or anything on that road. Down on the way to Hampton, but at least there's a police car behind them.
Somebody know. Get run over for sure out there, too.
Finland joined NATO, and then that day that they joined, they had some kind of cyber attack.
For HKX, what kind of attack? APRS, gotcha.
Like I was in my bad spot.
What happened when Finland joined NATO? APRS got you on that one.
Okay, they got a cyber attack.
For the course, I'm down here. I just seen the fuel prices there at QT. I got diesel yesterday across town for $3.39, and it's $3.89 over here.
And it's just stupid that in the same town, there's as much as a dollar difference.
I said, and somebody brought up an interesting point that these places will lose money at one store to be competitive with somebody close by. And they'll raise prices in the other stores around it to higher points to make money to cover that store.
With the problem, while all the stores are got the same parent company.
I got blue lights up here now on Wade Hampton, the way I'm heading.
St. Mark.
Somebody pulled over, but there's no wreck.
Article said a lot of these hybrids and battery cars, once they get in a wreck, you can't hardly fix them and make them be right again.
Your time doing it. Just because of what they are. I mean, it's just, I don't know. Like I said, I've got experience working on them, and you can have them. All the radar system on it for cruise control, lane departure, lane assist over here, blind spot warnings, all that's got to be specifically calibrated, and you can't, a lot of times it's hard to get the cars right back to the exact spot where they need to be, and it's hard to do. A body shop's come out with a laser measuring system, so they're down to the millimeter, but even that makes it, it's still hard to get back to ride on some of those systems.
It was cheaper to junk it out than it was to fix it, and then you're going to end up with a bunch of junk cars you can't do nothing with.
Where you're going to see, and I've been trying for years to do away with private ownership of vehicles, you'll see where manufacturers on the vehicle, when there's something like that happens, you just get another one and they take all the salvageable parts off of the one that was wrecked or the one that was turned in and use it to fix other vehicles.
Smart, better start making them remotely the same like they did in the, you know, the 70s, where the body styles were the same and the parts could be interchangeable, KN4, TFW.
That way a lot of them are using the same multi-platform engines and transmissions in them, and so they're all pretty much the same anyway. They might do some stuff different on electronics, but other than that, and programming, they're pretty much the same. Have to go for training, and you'd go to GM class and be tearing down a transmission, and you'd find Ford Motor Company stamped on the parts. The transmission that's in the Edge and the Flex is the exact same transmission that's in the Traverse, with different programming. That's it. That's the only difference.
The Chevrolet was a Chevrolet, I guess, not anymore.
Then the little 3.6 V6 is used in a cross-platform. The transmission that's in the Ford Escape and Focus, some of the automatic focuses, not the automatic manual focus, are the same as in the Equinox that Chevy makes. And so, I mean, there's all kinds of cross-platform parts there that people don't realize.
Another day, Renault makes a pickup truck called the Alaskan, but it's only sold in South America.
Know it, but I don't know a whole lot about that company.
This company is built in Argentina and sold in Colombia, South America.
Big plans for this weekend, Ken? You and Miss Susan?
Really? Supposed to be a washout, pretty much. I don't know that we got anything planned.
From last weekend with the grandkids?
Yeah.
So looking at the weather, it don't look like it's supposed to start raining down here until this evening.
I'm thinking they were saying. It'll be interesting today to find out what the repercussions are of meeting with Taiwan today, or yesterday. China said, you know, they were upset about it.
Up the sore spot.
Decided they wasn't going to send anything to the U.S., you'd be screwed.
For HKX, you mean they are sending stuff too?
Right, when you can get it, KN4 TFW.
One of my truck shops yesterday morning, and he said he's having to go to eBay and use parts to get trucks back on the road, because you can't get new parts for them right now.
I mean, when I look for parts or whatever, it's tough to find anything in that. You can find them on eBay and that, but not like I can buy it from there.
I mean, I went looking for a unibit. It had to be short. No. You know how unibits are, get kind of long sometimes, because he wanted this one to go up to an inch and an eighth. And I got to looking through there, and there's hardly any unibits you can get. I mean, they're all out of stock right now. I don't know what the deal is with them.
Little set. It was like a four-piece set. And there was one, like you were saying, the stubby one. It went, you know, from a smaller size up to an inch and something. And it was like $32, and it was over there at that Harley Electronics in Spartanburg.
Yeah, but, I mean, I can't go get that and then turn around and resell it and make any money.
But that, you need stuff like that, I'd go to Traverse right there in Duncan.
Surprising to me that all of them were out of stock. The Lennox brand, the Milwaukee brand, I mean, all of them. Not just one. So, I mean, drill bits are, even looking at drill bits, we're getting hard to get.
You know, just rubber hose, like we use a lot of big flex hoses to, you know, unload the tanker trucks and stuff like that. And certain kinds of that, it's about 2 month lead time.
I was watching some news yesterday about the supply chain getting hard to get again. They were talking about Trader Joe's specifically. And it was, I mean, just amazing the stuff that you can and can't get. They said they were discontinuing stuff left and right because they couldn't get the ingredients to make it anymore.
Where people, they don't know how to deal with that. Think everything's all fine and dandy, but it's definitely a long way from that. Swapping it yesterday on 7251.
A few of them up there when I'm scanning around before, just different places. I guess it's a pretty neat option, but you still got to be careful. No different buying it on Marketplace or eBay.
Right about that. I saw one, it was a Facebook post, and the guy was asking, it had an overlay plastic to put on the face of your display, you know what I mean? And it would change the, you know, it was colored, so it would change the color of the, you know, the LEDs or whatever, or make them appear to be a different color. It was pretty cool, but dang, I'd like to figure out where to get one.
Video?
On my radio that somebody had. I mean, it looked pretty good, but damn, I couldn't figure out, he couldn't figure out where to get one.
I mean, I don't know where that would be, because you're using, that radio's got a LCD screen, doesn't it?
That's right.
I wouldn't think it'd be bright enough to change the color on something.
Yeah, I had an issue with it. I never really used mine at night in the dark. I didn't even realize that the buttons lit up.
On in it this morning.
Yes, I just did.
Stay just over the microphone, over the air, too. So just when you see somebody doing it.
I'm going to leave this burned out car here.
Usually on the interstate, they're moving that stuff out pretty quick.
Something's different about it. The trunk is open, you know, first day the doors was open, one door was open, and then the next day the wheels were gone, and now the trunk's open.
Come in, huh?
Seems to be too much on it worth anything.
Burn up or just half of it?
The dash forward.
Me earlier this week, said he's back up on JSA call.
Big truck beside me.
Text me earlier this week, said he's back up on JSA call. He's going to leave his station running all the time, so you can message him anytime that way.
That's a digital mode right on your HF rig.
That cable you've been looking at, that's all you need, that and a little computer.
Looks like my computer only has the one input and everything. I just don't know how that totally works. If you can just get buy that cable. Well, I saw that cable, but that one cable that you showed me was for the signal link, but I think it'll still work without it, won't it?
For HKX, that's the cables you need, and they'll work with DigiRig. Some of them will work with the signal link. It just depends on which ends you need. But it had that mini DIN that you needed to audio out or...
Get easy to figure out, that's for sure.
Running that. But it's not as complicated as you think it is once you get around it. I mean, it's really not.
See it on the spotting network, some pretty good little stations that don't seem like they'd be hard to reach. I mean, several islands and countries that I hadn't seen on the air before.
Spotting network you using, still using DX Heat?
Yeah, usually use, and I haven't tried any of the others.
Meters has been open a lot this week.
A lot of those on the spotting network, you know, from over in Asia and Africa and that, they're all over on 10 meters.
Everybody's on 10 meters and not some of the other bands.
No, I saw where they were on the spotting network and then went to that Kiwi SDR and jumped on the radio that I thought should be able to receive that frequency, but just couldn't hear.
I don't know why 10 meters is so popular down in South America. It seems like I hear a lot of people talking about it down that way.
All the way down to Argentina and Solomon or Falkland Islands and that on 10 meters.
Quite a bit during the day, and I hear quite a few stations come across from down that way. But I'm usually listening right at 28,400. And I'm not spending a dollar a whole lot, let's put it that way. Because I'm usually listening while I'm driving.
Man.
I just leave it there, because that's the calling frequency, is what I was told. So I just leave it there and just listen.
The one that I've been seeing were on, like you said, 28. 450, 460, 470 something, and then they were up in there. I did see some 28, almost 600s. Then I saw somebody spotted one at 29, 600.
That's up in the FM portion of the band, isn't it?
But it didn't say, you know what I mean? It doesn't say. I got my DX Heat filtered. It's not supposed to give me any digital or anything like that. I told it what bands I was looking for and where the signal was getting to and that, trying to filter it down so you didn't see everything.
I've been on DX Heat in a while, so I'll have to get back on there and look at it.
The Sahara, I see Rwanda, a couple of islands out in the Pacific off of New Zealand, Antarctica, it's just all over the place.
Contact with them?
Of them, like for the Falklands, I had to, when I first tuned over there, he was really loud and then he faded. And I just sit there and sit there and sit there and wait until he got loud. And once he got loud, then I just jumped on it, you know what I mean, and made contact. And then, but you'd have to sit there for a minute or two.
And I've noticed that while I'm listening, They'll get quiet, and then they'll get loud, and then they'll get quiet, and they'll get loud.
Get loud where I can understand him really good, and then just jump on there. And you can get. I heard a couple of people. Of course, I was on that Kiwi SDR. They were calling out, and it was a good station. Didn't even have a pilot.
Starting out, then.
It was funny because I could hear people calling him, but evidently he couldn't hear them wherever he was. He just couldn't hear them. And that, but I have been scrolling the dial and heard somebody just tuning up and sat right there and waited until they called out.
Just leave mine right there and monitor that spot for throughout the day. And I hear quite a bit. Got better ears than I do mouth, so I just listen.
Yeah.
Watch, but when on this mobile, the antenna's not the best in the world.
Get old 102-inch whip.
Already beat everything around.
We're supposed to be running late today.
Normally they're here by now.
Because I'm in the parking lot already.
For those days.
As bad as I hate to, I'm going to say 7-3 and let you go. And then I hope your day's good, and I probably catch you this afternoon, if nothing else, on HT. If it's not raining, I'm going to walk the dog. KN4 TFW.
Have a great day, and try to keep an ear out for you this afternoon. KO4 HKX, and I'll be on the side.